I'll be obviously sharing from God's Word this morning. And Darren, you are sharing from God's Word tonight, aren't you? Yes. Haven't double-checked that, but that's good. He is. It's a blessing. And we'll start with a word of prayer, and then we'll see what God has. Father, we just simply come now before you. We pray that you will allow us to put aside those things that may be on our mind to come. And we pray that we would just allow your Spirit to work in us. We pray that you'll challenge, pray that you encourage and teach. Lord, we want to know you more. And we pray that this may come to pass this day. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I don't have to convince you that it's hot outside today. Summer has certainly arrived. And for some people, when summer arrives, the one thing they have on their mind is getting a suntan. I don't know if you're silly enough to do that or not, but each to their own in doing so. But for some, summer means a suntan. You know, when I lived on the Central Coast, first of all, for the first 20 years of my life. And yes, just about everyone needed to get a suntan when it came summer. And then when I lived up in Coffs Harbour, that seemed to be the main focus of most people that lived in Coffs Harbour. You had to get a suntan and look nice and brown. And people would go and regularly expose themselves to the rays of sun in the attempt to transform their lily white legs and arms and whatever else into some nice bronzed Aussie. And for many, they would even, I would notice in Coffs Harbour, take holidays. They'd come up from Sydney and take holidays, and they would stay there for 2 weeks. And although they had lovely facilities and so on, one of the key things about coming up there for a holiday was to devote those 2 weeks into working on their suntan so they can get nice and brown. And as dangerous as it is and as time-consuming as it may be, millions of people still continue to do that. The only problem with a suntan is if you're not in the sun regularly, you generally lose that tan over time. And that was my heartbreak growing up as a teenager on the Central Coast. Summer holidays would come and I'd bake myself silly with coconut oil and get nice and brown. You might find that hard to believe. I could be nice and brown. The reason why my face glows red now is I probably destroyed all my pigments and my skin doing so, but get nice and brown and you go off to school, and then after about 4 or 5 weeks you go back to lily white again, and it was terrible. It was very discouraging. Now, if you have descendants from England, Scotland, Ireland, like I do, one of those, you would know exactly how I feel. Some of you might have descendants from other countries and your tan might be permanent, or you might at least stay brown a lot longer than what others do. But for most, particularly if you have descendants from one of those places, exposing yourself to the sun only brings about a tan for a little while and then disappears. And I know for many, they've had maybe last summer, they had a beautiful tan, only to lose it through winter. And so what are they doing this summer? They're doing the same thing again so they can get nice and brown. And if you have that heartache of getting a tan, losing it, and having to do that regular process, well, I've got very good news for you this morning. There is one suntan that you can get, and you can get it all throughout the year. Doesn't matter if it's winter, spring, autumn, or summer, and it doesn't hurt you in the process as well. Now, I'm talking about the sun, S-O-N type of suntan, the Son of God suntan. And the process of sunbaking and getting a tan is very similar to the spiritual suntan that we're meant to get. And this is the good thing. God wants us to be sunbakers in this regard. And for this process of this message this morning, I'm not by any means advocating sunbaking in the sun. You can do it if you want. It doesn't bother me one way or another. I'm guilty of it just as much as anyone in my past. But there is a beautiful analogy here to what people go and do physically to what we are meant to do spiritually. In fact, God wants us to be sunbakers. He wants us to bake ourselves silly in the light of His glory, if that is possible. And I know, I've seen it, I've probably been one of them. Some have made sunbaking a devotion. They devote themselves to sunbaking. Well, the good news is God wants us to devote ourselves and have the same type of devotion to baking ourselves in His glory. He wants it to be a daily thing where we suntan. He wants us to expose ourselves for hours, if possible, to the Son of God. And the good news is this type of baking doesn't bring about rubbery, crusty old skin as you get older and the potential of death. What it actually does is bring about a soft heart. This type of sunbaking brings a soft heart and it brings joy as you live in a wonderful life. Jesus said He is the light of the world. And this is the light that He wants us to expose ourselves to. Well before we go and expose ourselves to that big ball of fire in the sky. He wants us to expose ourselves to the light of the world. And I know for myself, particularly these days, that if I do go out into the sun, get sunburnt, I tend to reflect the image of the sun very well. All right, there is beaming red. In fact, I have an ongoing reflection of the sun because of all my exposure in times past. And I can tell on a Sunday, I can look around and see who's been sunbaking or exposing themselves to the sun. You have a glowing face that represents what we see in the sky on most days. And brethren, this is the same type of thing that happens when we look at the glory of God through His Word. We begin to look like the Lord. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Let's see what God says. Would you please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Here we have this little, this is our text for this morning in this regard. And it teaches us here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. And here James is speaking of God's word as a mirror. That's how he calls it a glass, which is like a mirror. It says, but we all, verse 18, with open face, beholding as in a glass or the mirror of God's word, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, if you wanted to unpack this verse, basically what James is saying is that God's word is like a mirror and it reflects on us and shows us what God is like and what we should be like. And as we behold the Lord in His word, we see the glory of the Lord. And that's where we see His greatness and we see His wonder and we see everything about Him. And what takes place when we behold His glory? It says, we will be changed into the same image. We are changed into the image of what we behold in His word, and that is the Lord and His glory. And so the key to being like the Lord, so that we act like Him, and we speak like Him, we think like Him, we desire what He desires, is to behold His glory in His word. To sun ourselves. And this is done by exposing ourselves to God's Word. Now, sadly, it doesn't mean you just get the Bible and reflect it around you. You actually got to read it. And that's one of the blessings that we have. We're able to read the Word of God. We're to listen to it. We're to think on it. We're to learn about our Savior. We're to grow in our knowledge of Him. So we grow in our love for Him. And then we have this desire to do what He would have us to do. We're to be filled with the Word of God and the glory of God that's found in it. And if we do, God says here, we will be changed into that image. Have you ever gone somewhere and you meet a random person, but you know that they're a Christian? You just, as you might be just in a cafe, or you're gone on a tourist place and you're with someone and you know that they are different, and there's this, you can't even describe it, but you know that they're saved. Well, I believe it's the glory of Christ that you're beholding. There is something where God changes us into his image. I believe the unsaved see that as well. They know that there's something different about this person. They may not be able to put their finger on it and what it is, but they know there's something different. And what they are beholding is the glory of Christ as we are being changed into his image. And just like you can tell when you come here on a Sunday and you can tell when people have been exposing themselves to the sun, that ball of fire in the sky, we can tell when people have been exposing themselves to the Son of God. They'll be shining with the joy of the Lord. There will be a godliness in their actions. Their attitudes will be one of Christ. Their speech will be like Christ. And it is because they have been getting changed and reflecting the image of him. And in our Bible reading, we see a very practical example of that, where we read of Moses. And he got to spend time with God in a very intimate way. And he got to see the glory of Christ, God. And as we see, read there, and I'm not going to go and read it again, but he spent time with God. And then as he went down the mountain, it says, a very common word that we use all the time, he wist not. All right? How often have you used that this week? He wist not. Well, basically, he knew not that he's... face was shining. He didn't think there was anything different about him. But as he was coming down the mountain, people could see his face and it was glowing like the glory of God. And they were so much, they said, please cover it. It's amazing. We can't stand to look upon him. He was reflecting God's glory. And often when we spend time in the Word of God and we're allowing him to change us, we don't feel any different in ourselves. We don't think there's anything happening. You think, I'm not even growing as a Christian. There's been no change. Yet, we wist not. We don't realize that other people can see the changes that are taking place in us. And that's one of the beauties of being in a local church, and you're seeing people as they grow in the Lord in the process of time. And I've been encouraged. You see people start to grow. They change. They change in their actions, their words, their motives, just their outlook on life. And then their face seems to have this Christ-likeness about it. There is just a change in people. And I see it in people. And it's a blessing when you see that happen. And we can be like Moses, but in a smaller form. We're never going to shine and glow like Moses did. We don't get exposed to the glory of God like he did. But we still can be exposed to the glory of God through his word. And there is a shining. As Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. There is a light that he wants us to shine. And what it is when we expose ourselves to the light of the world, then we are lights to others as we are changed into that image. There should be, a spiritual suntan. Problem is, we see many Christians and they don't shine. And they don't have a suntan. They're no different to the world. They're in the world and they're of the world. And they don't act the way they should. For some, they have in the past, but they don't anymore. Some, they don't seem to ever shine. But they have lost that suntan. And you know, that's something that I have seen too many times in the ministry. There you see someone get saved, they have a zeal for the Word of God and for God himself, and they want to please him, and they change, and there's these wonderful things in their life. But as time goes on, that tan seems to disappear. And they go back, or they're nothing like what they were. Or you see someone who is challenged in a message, the shackles of sin are released, the joy of the Lord returns to them, and there's a passion and zeal for God, and it goes for a while, and then it disappears. You know, you often see it with camps when young people go and they get exposed to the glory of God and his word, in an intense way where there's a lot of meetings and a lot of Christian fellowship, nothing like what they have in normal daily life, and they make changes in their life and there's a zeal when they come back in that regard. And it's exciting to see. But with those ones that go off to camp or get saved too often, after 3-4 weeks, or it might be 3-4 months, their suntan fades. And all those commitments that came along with it, and they go back to looking exactly like what they did in the past. Wonder if that's happened to you. Have you seen it happen to people? If you've been a Christian long enough, you will. Wonder if you've seen it happen to you as well. There's a change, but it's not in the sense of getting more like Christ. You become less like Christ. That suntan disappears. I know for myself, I used to find it hard to wonder why it happened. Was it that that person didn't mean those decisions they made? Were they just caught up in the emotion? And once the emotion disappears, well, then those desires disappear? Were they just putting on an act? What was it? Well, when you look at the analogy between the suntan in the practical sense and the Christian suntan, you realize generally what is the reason why those things change. And maybe you've seen yourself change. I know what I was like, but I know what I'm like now, and I guess I'm a very lily white Christian. We'll let Will escape. Poor guy. That's a hard floor, I'm here to tell you. I think he headbutted it. Anyway, so why do we lose that spiritual suntan? Well, let's look at the analogy of the normal sunbaking. For me, generally, lily white. When I was a teenager, I would bake myself silly and be nice and brown for a little while. But then I go back to school. Holidays are over, you got school all day, and then you get home, and then you got to do homework or whatever it may be, and you don't get the same time that you had before. I used to see that at Coffs Harbour as well. You see these lily white office workers from Sydney come up and they devote themselves to their suntan for a couple of weeks. But I suspect when they go home or go back to the office, they go, "Ooh, look how brown you are. You know, it's fantastic." But I'm pretty sure, because I lived in Sydney and I know the process there, as a few weeks go by or a couple of months, well, the suntan disappears. Now, was the tan real? Yes. Why did it fade? Because they stopped exposing themselves to the sun. They needed, if they wanted to keep that, they needed to change their routine. For good or for bad, they needed to change the routine of when they got home. They needed to do things differently so they continue to spend time in the sun. And brethren, that is the exact same thing for us. When people get challenged by the Lord, rarely do I think it's just an emotional thing that they didn't mean. I know, I see the passion in people's hearts and souls, and God speaks and works and changes people. And I trust you've seen it in your life. But the reality is, when God does that, unless there is a change of routine and a change of attitude where you don't go back to how you were, but you change in a manner so that you can expose yourself to the Son of God on a regular basis, you will go back to how you were. We need to be bakers in the Son's glory. And you know, with the last 2 years, it's been very hard to have that routine, hasn't it? Coming to church, where you would expose yourself to the Word of God and be challenged in a way that you often aren't when you read God's Word, or probably sitting and listening to it on the TV. And we haven't had the exposure that we've had in the past. I trust that just because we haven't been able to come to church as often as we did in the past, that you were still spending time in God's Word yourself and exposing yourself. But oftentimes it can be a snowball and things get worse and you get slack in one area and then another area and things aren't the same. And I encourage you to look back 2 years before all of these silly things of our life happened and see what you were there in spending time in God's Word and coming to God's house and the passion and zeal you had for the Lord, and ask yourself, is it still there, or would you consider yourself a lily-white Christian at the moment with very little sun exposure? Can I encourage you to get back? Start doing those things that you have. It's been hard for everyone to... We've lost that routine and we have to get back into a routine. It's important. If we want to really grow in the Lord and expose ourselves, we should. And so why do people generally lose that tan? They stop exposing themselves to the sun. But there's another problem that Christians can have that makes you lose the suntan. Now, the opposite is a good thing in when you're outside, but it's not so much when you want to grow in the Lord. But we know that if you want to go out and expose yourself to the sun, but you don't want to have to get burnt, well, you lather yourself up with sunscreen of some sort. We know the cricketers, they've got plastered white. Nothing's getting through that zinc cream. And so they can spend hours in the sun exposing themselves, but at the end of the day, there's no burning because they've been able to put that block on. Well, it's the opposite for Christians. We understand that sin separates us from God and it stops us from being able to be transformed. And the reality is there are Christians, they can come to church regularly, they can minister in the church, they can even have quiet times. There is a lot of sun exposure to the Son of God, but they are just as bitter, they are just as hard, they're just as slack. There is no change. And why? Because they've allowed sin in their life and it has not changed. And the reality is you can come to church every time the doors are open. You can read your Bible for an hour a day. But if you have sin in your life, I tell you what, there is not going to be very much there's not going to be much change in your life. And you just get lily white as well. Sin is another good way to lose our suntan. I know there's been times, I'm the pastor, so I've got to come. Regardless, all right. Even if I'm being slack, I still got to come. But I can come to everything. I can still read my Bible. But if I have the wrong attitude or the wrong things in my life, well, I tell you what, it will mean nothing. And you do grow very different, and you don't show the reflection of the Lord. And unless our church is the only one. If we're the only church that's different to everybody else, which I don't think, I think we're just like every other church. What that means is there are some here that are lily-white Christians at the moment. I don't think you can go to any church in all the world and everyone in that church has been exposing themselves regularly to God's Word. There's no sin in their life and they are just growing in the knowledge and love of the Lord, and you can see them glowing. You can't go to one church where everyone is like it. We all go through our ups and downs. And so with that being the case, there are some here that aren't like what we should be. I wonder if that's you. Because of the times for the last 2 years, you've really dropped out of your routine and there has not been sun exposure like there should be. And it's reflecting in your life. Or maybe you've been going through the motions, but there's been sin of some sort. You're not willing to let that go. And so regardless of all the exposure, you haven't been changing. And you're still just as lily white when it comes to the things of God. Well, brethren, maybe this is a really good time, come summer, in the middle of it, to remind yourself, let's not worry about too much of a suntan out there. Let's work on our suntan in our soul. If you've broken that routine of spending time regularly in God's Word, can I encourage you to get back to doing it? Get the routine back again. If you've broken or got change in that routine of coming to God's house, can I encourage you to get back to that routine as well? And get back to those quiet times. When you come and you hear God's Word, don't just sit through the message, but ask God to speak to you through the message so that there can be that change. You know, that's what God really wants us to be doing. You know, we can put on a fake tan. I guess that's what some people do. Probably a wise thing rather than going out in the big ball of fire out there. But it doesn't work for the Christian, a fake tan. And sometimes we replace a nice smile in front of people for the joy of the Lord, but it's not real. And that godliness or that holiness we pretend we have, but it's not real because it's very different when we're by ourselves. You serve, but you have that bad attitude when you're doing it. You're not doing it out of a love for the Lord. Well, maybe it's time to get things changed. Don't worry about the fake stuff and start sunning yourself in the things of God again. Can I encourage you, just as a simple message for this start of the year at this time, to be doing that? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that, Lord, you are the one that changes us. We don't have to change ourselves. We just need to know you and love you and allow your Spirit to work in us and then obey you when you challenge us. And I pray that if anyone here this morning is at that point of challenge, something that needs to change, stop doing something or start doing something, I pray that their choice will be wise this day and there will be change for your glory's sake. I ask and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.